Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Got a strange email the other day from my state's motor vehicle department. Said my car registration renewal would be delayed because of, quote, supply chain issues. Nearly everybody who's lived through COVID knows what supply chain means. It's the complex web of suppliers and transport links that keep goods flowing into shops, homes, and businesses. One small glitch, like a pandemic, can set off delays and shortages of everything from semiconductors to baby formula. What I didn't expect was that car registrations could also be disrupted. Must be a shortage of paper or maybe ink. With my usual foresight, I'd sent in my renewal application months ago. This week, however, the existing registration expired. I can't use my car. Which gives me lots of time to reflect on the global supply chain problem. After denting economic growth and stoking inflation, the crisis seems to be easing. After all, COVID cases have declined from their peak. Stores and factories are humming again. Baby formula's back on the shelves. Or maybe not. Companies that announce bad earnings these days are blaming supply chain problems. So are companies that announce good earnings because they raised their prices on products in high demand. I just found out there's a national tampon shortage. The press is blaming comedian Amy Schumer. Her new marketing campaign for Procter & Gamble, a major producer, has increased sales and depleted inventories. Schumer denies responsibility, saying she doesn't even have a uterus. It was removed last year for medical reasons, but P&G blames supply problems. This whole supply thing has become our new all-purpose excuse. Can't deliver the goods? Supply chain problem. Want to get away with a price hike? Supply chain. Late for work. Missed a deadline. Forgot to buy milk. Supply chain. I've been calling the motor vehicle folks for weeks to get more info on the supply chain issue delaying my application. So far, I've not been able to reach a human being. Though occasionally the call waiting time dips below 2 hours. I'm sure they'd blame their personnel shortage on a supply chain issue. Not enough paper or maybe ink for the job applications. Anyway, when the cop finally pulls me over for having an expired registration, I'm just going to say, "It's not me, officer. It's the supply chain." I'm sure she'll understand. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.